Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. By the way, Happy New Year. And our Lord willing, many more years to come. We know that 2022, 2021, and 2020 has been some... It's been some crazy years. COVID, the pandemic, inflation rise, and now we're headed to a recession. With that being said, I just wanted to introduce myself as A. Carter the One, also known as the co-host from the West Coast of Paul TV 1410 Media Productions. I just wanted to give a big shout out to my brother from another mother, as he always say, Paul Miles, the host and the creator and founder of 1410 Media Productions and, you know, Paul TV show. I'm here tonight because I just wanted to talk to you night shifters, my night shifters out there. As I'm at work, I'm just sitting here pondering, thinking, as the rain just continuously hits my vehicle. Just the sound of the rain just does something to me. I just love the sound of rain. You know, when I'm at home and when it rains outside, you know, everybody wants to get shut in and they close up things, right? Now, me, I'll open up that back door and I just love the sound of rain. It's just calm, soothing, and relaxing. You know, me coming up in the Midwest, as I was young, I know my dad would always have the side door open just to let that fresh air in. And at the same time, it's just that after rain, especially after rain smell, a lot of people don't like it, but I do, you know what I'm saying? And just the sound of the rain just relaxes you. Actually helps you relax, put you in the mood, put you to sleep. But anyway, I'm not on here to tell y'all about my New Year's resolutions. You know what I mean? I feel as though when it comes to that, I mean, do what you do when it comes to making your resolutions, right? But the main thing is sticking to your target, sticking to your plan, sticking to your goal. You know, we always make these resolutions about new year, new me type. And that's cool. That's good to find and dandy. But keep that same type of attitude. Keep that same type of energy and motivation into your everyday life. Not just because it's a new year. You know what I mean? Because some of us don't stick to our plans and our goals. And I just got to be transparent and real enough to say it, you know. It's all right. It is okay, because things in life happens. Some things we have control over, some things we don't have control over. However, you can overcome it just by... Today, I'm going to go ahead and just knock this out. I can't dwell on what happened yesterday. I got to live for today and let go of the things that happened in my past and let go of the things that happened yesterday, because I no longer have control of that yesterday. But I have learned from it. See, we can't just sit back and just continue to beat ourselves down with loss, loss, loss. No, I learned, you know. And there was a lesson behind the experience that I learned from. You know, just be like, oh, I just learned my lesson. Now I know how to go about things in a different way. So I just want to say, take that with you into this new year, right? Whatever your goals, whatever your plans are, just take the steps that you need to take the right way to just execute. And don't overthink it, because when you overthink something, that just puts your brain in just straight overdrive. And then after that, you start to feel all overwhelmed, you know, and exhausted. And you get to the point to where I don't even want to do it no more. You know what I mean? Because you just throw in the towel because you put your mind in overdrive. That's just like running your car for so long, it's going to start to run hot. You know what I mean? So sometimes just take the time to just cool out. Cool out. Stop for a moment. Literally just think about it. Revisit the direction to where you was going. And just go another route. Just take another route, you know. Sometimes you might have to go ahead and take a detour with your plan. Hey, it happens. You know what I mean? So I'm just on here on the night shift, just keeping it, you know, keeping it all the way with y'all. You know, keeping it all the way. Just keeping it all the way real. Honest. And transparent. We have to be clear with our plan, with our target. You know, we have to say, does this make sense? And does this not only benefit me at hand, but does this benefit my kids, or does this, can this wheel keep spinning and benefit, you know, your kids' kids? You know what I mean? Like, we got to really start thinking in that direction. And I know it's been talked about a lot on different platforms and things of that nature, which is a good thing. But let's not overthink that, you know, because we chasing that bag, you know. But we ain't setting no standards. We ain't setting no blueprint or no structure on how to obtain the abundance of wealth. That's what I believe. You know, there's more to that than just money. We need to go back to the principles and morals, because the currency and the energy, energy is currency. Currency is the energy. Because it will flow to you as you promote yourself and you bring value and you add value. You know, you don't really have to go and so much look for it, because what you produce, and if it's any type of value, it's going to flow to you. It's going to flow to you in abundance for anyway. Now, you may not see it like that. Look, I never said you didn't have to put any work in. You have to put work in. That's just how it is. You got to put the work in order to receive what you are going to commit to, or what you're going to obtain. We not going to negate from that. You know, some things I still stand on till this day when it comes to that. And it's going to take a lot of fallings, bruises, and bumps in order to get to your next level in your life of greatness. Let me say that again. It's going to take some falling, some bumps and bruises, some scars, some bruises to get to that next level in your life. I mean, that's just how that goes. I mean, when you was young, you had to learn how to ride a bike. You first hopped on that bike, what you do? I know you just didn't get on that bike and not fall, right? And you had to keep trying and keep trying until you gain balance to where you can ride the bike and stand on your own and flow, right? that process took a whole lot of falling, a whole lot of accidental things that pretty much caused bruises on your elbows, your kneecaps, your legs. You might have scraped, you know. Your parents always told you that it's all right. Get back up and try again. Same thing that is going on in your life. We get down and we beat ourselves down a whole lot. And I get it, because that's just part of the motion, right? But we got to also tell ourselves that we got to get back up, because the bike ain't going to ride itself. Now, let's not overthink that, even though we got these robots and electronics and stuff like that today. All right. For the ones for the Gen Z's and stuff like that, that want to get smart in the comments and stuff like that, that's cool. You're entitled to your own opinion. But before that even came about, back to the conversation at hand, the topic at hand, right? Before that even came about, you know what I'm saying? It's not gonna do it for you. It's not gonna ride itself. You know, the plan that you got going on is not gonna unfold and just come to you at your front door or just fall on your lap and that things of nature. It's just not gonna happen like that. And yeah, it does take time. You know? And that's what people fail to realize, that the things that you want in life, that you're going after every day and every day, takes time, hard work, and effort. You know? And nothing can be going the way that you want it to go without that man upstairs. But you got to give it all to him. You know. So anyway, I just had to get on here and talk to you guys tonight, because this is the Night Shift Podcast, and this is the first one that I did this year. You know, you can also check me out on my Instagram as A. Carter, the one, on my Instagram, also on my Facebook, and pretty soon on my YouTube. Now, give and take, I'm here and there when it comes to the social media, because I'm more like want to interact with people outside of the social media. So there are some things that are going to be lined up this year when it comes to that. But for right now, I'm going to just, you know, follow suit and stay the course on my plan. And that's another thing, too. Don't let anybody derail you from your plan, from your target, because distractions are going to happen. You know, distractions are going to occur while you are out on the field, when you are out here in the workforce, when you're out here just in this world, period. That's going to happen. But it's pretty much how you go through the course, how you stay the course, and your discipline. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're committing yourself to. And of course, if it doesn't work out for you, well, that's okay. Because now you see what better suits you, what fits you, what brings you into the reality of you. Just it's that real. You know? So I just had to get on here, talk to you. I haven't talked to my audience in a while. I know it's been a long while. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to leave y'all with that. But I will be going twice a week this year. It is now, what's today? Let me check what today is. So yeah, I will be going live. I will be going doing audio Thursday and Sundays. Thursday and Sundays, I will be doing audio. Now the visual part, y'all will have to stay tuned for that. But for the audio, I will be doing audio podcasts Thursday night and Sunday night. But you guys are more than welcome to just comment up under my Instagram, A. Carter, the one, A-C-A-R-T-E-R-D-A-1. And you can also email me for the moment at ac555363@gmail.com. ac555363@gmail.com. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. Whatever it is that you're committed to, see it through. No matter how hard it get, stick to your plan. See it through and go harder at what you're aiming at and what you're reaching for and what you're going to do. On that note, I just want y'all to have a beautiful, blessed night, and thanks for tuning in to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right. I'm out of here. One love. Peace.